Don't know of anybody that suffered any more than the Apostle Paul.
That's right.
I don't know of anybody. But here's what he had to say. He said, I reckon the sufferings of this present time is not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall yet be revealed in us. And when he come down, looked like the end of his road. He looked over his life.
Right.
And he said, I have fought a good fight.
End of the journey.
I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. Oh, brothers and sisters, we have to fight. And there's many things that we have to fight against. Amen. I know what it is to be in a foxhole and water are coming up. Your britches froze in ice. And I would have liked to got out, tell you the truth. Oh, I would have liked to got out. But I kept on fighting. Kept on going. And I don't regret a shell I fired. Amen. So you can't quit. It's going to be worth the journey. Any effort that you put forth, it's going to be worth every effort. In 1948, before a lot of little funny things come along, I got saved. I wasn't sick. Me and my wife wasn't having any problem. And you know, the Holy Ghost got a hold of my heart, drawn me to an old-fashioned altar, and the Lord saved me. And since that time, soon be 50 years, I don't regret a mile. I have no hard luck story to tell you. No, sir. I've been a full-time preacher for 40-some years, maybe 45, 46, 47 years. I don't regret a mile. I don't regret a mile. I don't have no hard luck story to tell you. After a while, Charlie Pennington, you're going to read in the paper, Charlie Pennington passed away. I don't regret a mile, folks. I say if there ever was a time that true holiness ought to just throw your hat in the ring and say, give me 50 more years. Glory to God. This is right. This is right. You don't have to add anything to it or take anything away from it. It's right. You can depend on it. You can trust it. Thank God. The sufferings of this present time is not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall yet be revealed in us. This will work. Absolutely, it'll work. And just because that you're a Christian, you're not out of danger. You're not out of danger. I feel sorry for people that's not established. Oh, there's some of the awfulest things. Whew. They're believing some of the awfulest things. And so many people are taken out after it. I lived in the valley. When a lot of preachers come through. Some of them were all right. Most of them wasn't. And I pastored a church. And you know, it got around. Charlie, the reason why that you don't cooperate with this one, this one, this one, you're jealous. Ain't no jealousy in me. I just couldn't support everything. And they said, now I'll tell you what, your churches are going to go down. And they thought because I was from Kentucky, and especially from Jackson County, I didn't know no better. And one feller come to me, and I don't have no education to speak of, but he came to me, and I guess he had a degree. And he thought because he had a degree, he was higher than I was. Now, what do you know? He said, now, Charlie, I'll tell you what you need to build your church. Now, I'm not against robe choir robes. I'm not against that. If you want to burn up, just burn up. Said, now, here's what you need to do is to go down to Price Brothers and get robes for everybody that sings. Now, can you imagine putting a robe on Sylvester Carpenter? No. And he told me some more things that you need to build your church. I'll tell you what'll build your church. People living right, having the anointing of the Holy Ghost in your life. And I let him go. Him and I were friends. I let him go. Let him talk. And finally I told him, where did you come from? He mentioned of a church. I said, now, you go back where you come from. We're not a changing. I want to tell you, folks, they tell me when you jump a rabbit, no need of following that rabbit around. Stay right where you jumped it, and he'll make it circle and come back around. That's true. I'm saying all of that to say this. While there'll be people that will start new things, they will bring up a lot of new things. And I can mention you some that wouldn't even have no manifestation of the Spirit in his meeting. I saw him have the ushers come and lead them out. I just stay right where you're at. It's coming back around.
Right. Hey, hold on.
Coming right back around. Listen. And you know, that's right.
Yes.
Now, he does things that, well, maybe I don't approve of, but he's doing them. But the thing of it is, get something that you know that you've got. Stay with it.
Stay
right there.
Hold on.
Hold on. Get a tight grip and hold on. After a while, those people that left you, they'll get hungry for God and they'll come back where they got it at the first. Thank God that I got saved when I did. Now, I know that you folks has heard me tell my story. You are not out of danger. But you see, there was a spirit that hit me. You're not saved. Now I want to say that the devil has got power, and don't you underestimate him. The only way that you can cope with the devil is with my elder brother, Jesus Christ. And you see, that spirit got a hold of me. Brother Collins knows a little something about it. My wife knows a little something about it. But there was a spirit a hold of me, trying to smother me to death.
Sure.
And it went on. We prayed just about night and day. I came to Brother Collins. Brother Collins, I need help. I need help. And you see, I mentioned to Brother Collins, do you feel that the Lord is going to come to me? Brother Collins said, yes. And there was a man that was here in a revival. I forget his name. I was just sitting over here with my wife, and his wife came. And she come over here. She said, you tell Brother Pennington that the Lord is going to come to him. That's right. Tell him. I couldn't have no faith. No, sir, I was at the bottom. I fought the devil when I went to sleep. Or when I tried to go to sleep. I couldn't go to sleep. There was demons trying to enter my mind.
Sure.
I would turn my head this way and that way. And you see, we would get out of bed. Didn't matter what time it was. I was in need of help. I want to say the devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy. He's after you. He's after me. It doesn't matter how long you've been saved. I remember a preacher saying, on the deathbed of a minister, the old devil attacked him when he was died. I want to say the devil's on his job, but thank God, we've got the Lord Jesus Christ that we can call on. We went back home.
Come on.
For several nights, night and day, roll the floor. I didn't feel like praying. I just repeated words. Even my neighbors noticed. I'm a friendly kind of a feller. I don't like to get in a shell, and I'm kind of friendly with my neighbors. But they noticed I wasn't outside. I couldn't tell them what I was going through. But you see, we were laying on the floor. My appetite left. Wouldn't hurt if my appetite left now, a little while. But you see, we just kept holding on to God. There was one thing that I could rely on upon. I got saved. You're not out of danger. He's going to attack you. And I believe in prayer. Just keep on praying. Just keep on knocking. Keep on calling. If you will keep on knocking, and if you'll keep on asking, the Lord will come to you.
Come to you.
After a while, you know, I went back to the doctor, and I want some more pills. He gave me some more pills. I sat up in the bed one night or one morning after I'd took about half of the bottle of pills that the doctor had given me. And you see, wouldn't do me no good. I told my wife, I said, "Now, what's wrong with me? The doctors can't help."
That's right.
Oh, we cried and we prayed. I'm talking about for hours.
Right.
Cried and we prayed. And you know, after a while, my wife sat up in the same bed about the same time. Said, "Charlie, we had a visitor last night." "Who was it?" Said, "There was an angel come in our bedroom and just looked at us." And you know, I started getting better. Oh, brothers and sisters, it was worth every struggle. And you know what I said to the Lord? I said, "Lord, why did this come on me?" He said, "I love you. I love you. How in the world can you love me and let me suffer like I suffered?" Sometimes the Lord will let us go through some things. I have told my story to a lot of people, and it has helped a lot of people. I want to say, brothers and sisters, it was worth every struggle. It was worth every effort. I'm saying, hold on. Just keep holding on. Us stand our feet and us raise our hands and worship God. Glory to God.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. Oh, God.
I believe in prayer. He may not come when you think he should, but he'll always be on time. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God that I went through that trial. Thank God I'll come out on top. Yes, the Lord will hear you. Yes, he'll hear you. Yes, he'll hear you. I'm not going to tell you he's going to just come the snap of your finger, but hold on. Just hold on. Let's raise our hands again and praise him. I don't regret a mile. I've traveled for the Lord. I just don't know. The way Brother Collins talked, I might cut off about 10 years. I don't know. They could have made a mistake in Kentucky because they didn't have no doctors when I was born. I don't reckon. But they could have made a mistake in my birth certificate. Yeah. I might be 10 years younger than what I really am. I don't feel bad, folks. No, sir. One preacher come to me and he said, "I don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't know what I'm going to do."
Yeah.
I said, "Pray. Just pray. Hold on, folks. Hold on. Hold on, folks." Oh, let's see. What is that song? About raising your banner. What's the name of that song?
Hold the fort.
Oh, that don't seem like... That's it. Well sang. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Amen.
Glory to God! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Glory to God! Were your banner raised high? What is that? You ought to know that. Mary? Won't be long. I'll be married to her for 50 years. And she ought to know that song. Well, sing. Say, I'll tell you what, folks. I've never saw the like of people that are discouraged.
That's right.
Discouraged.
Yeah.
I talked to a lady. She's got cancer. I said, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. Don't you get discouraged. We're going to pray.
Yes.
Oh, how we need to just hold on. Just a little while longer. Hallelujah. Sing for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.